This is where the formal handover of power will happen. David Cameron has already told the Queen that he will resign. He would have had to have done that before he spoke to the world on that Friday morning after the referendum. But this is the formality that will see him brought here for the final time as PM to meet with the Queen in her private room to say that he is to resign. And he will be asked whether he can recommend someone who can form a government. I was on the phone with someone at the palace this morning, and they said that they expected him to say Theresa May, which is a good thing, because frankly, if he says another name, all hell will break loose, I think. So he then exits stage right, no longer Prime Minister. A call is made to Theresa May, requesting her to come to the palace. She hops in the car, she whizzes down the mall. Two powerful women, both with a Philip at their side, funnily enough. May will meet
That's
Her
true,
Majesty.
I hadn't made that link,
yes.
Yeah.
She will meet Her Majesty in the private room. She'll be asked by Her Majesty, is she able to form a government in my name? As soon as Mrs. May answers yes, she becomes Prime Minister. The traditional kiss on the hand, I'm reliably assured, does not actually happen anymore. It's merely a handshake. So the new Prime Minister then goes back to Downing Street to address the nation, and then it's on to the first bit of business, which isn't Brexit related. It's a security briefing, and specifically, she'll be told the whereabouts of the Royal Navy's on-duty nuclear submarine, which is a location known only by a handful of people. Not even the crew on board that submarine actually know where they are. And then it's the task of writing a letter, and it's a letter that reportedly turned Tony Blair white when he had to write it. It is the letter of last resort. It's a decision known only by the Prime Minister as to whether to launch a retaliatory strike in the event of a nuclear attack on Britain. That letter is sealed. It is sent to the captains of the four Vanguard-class Trident submarines. It's locked in a safe. If we ever find out what Theresa May says in that letter, we're all in a spot of bother.